This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Oh yeah, it's that time of the week where Pets Allowed takes over
the
airwaves for an hour. Thank you so much to Callum for delivering a delightful morning of tunes, and of course for Jim for the news. Now, Kate, we are absolutely buzzing today, aren't we?
We are. Catoween has got us buzzing. We had such a successful day yesterday. It was absolutely fabulous. We're not going to tell you too much now, but we saw lots of cats get homes, didn't we, Oz?
Lots of cats are currently in loving homes, which is
makes us
feel so warm and fuzzy and happy.
It is. And it's just wonderful to think that they curled up, hopefully, on someone's bed last night. Or maybe they might have spent it under it, you know, getting adjusting to their new home, or they're checking out the sofa today.
Having a little sniff around.
Going to be someone's long life loved pet.
So. Definitely. And we're going to continue the theme of adoptions today. So every year, tens of thousands of stray and abandoned animals come into the care of shelters and rescue organisations across the country.
Yep. That's right. And the Lost Dogs Home alone receives and cares for up to 32,000 cats and dogs each year. And that's at our Queensland, New South Wales and Victorian shelters, which is, you know, a lot of animals.
Definitely. And as we dive into the long weekend ahead, we ask you to stop and think about the rewards of adopting a cat or a dog, not only on a personal level, but making a difference to homeless and abandoned cats and dogs.
Yeah, and with some of us taking Monday off officially, or maybe not officially, we think it's a really perfect time if you're taking a long weekend to welcome a dog or a cat into your life and into your home, to settle them in, and particularly a shelter animal. So we'd love people to come down to the Lost Dogs Home and visit us to look at adopting.
Definitely. So today it's all about adoption, and we want to hear from you.
Pets Allowed. Have your say. Email now on air at joy.org.au.
Yes, tell us if you've ever adopted a cat or a dog. Yeah. Share us your stories. We love hearing
from
you.
We love those stories, don't we?
So also coming up on Pets Allowed today, we look at the many rewards of adopting.
We revisit an interview we did with a proud mum about how her gorgeous adopted pet, Curly, brightened up her life.
Yes, and we ask you, are you ready to adopt? Because, yeah, we can talk about adoption, but ultimately you need to know if you're ready. So we look at types of breeds or, you know, things that you need to consider.
Yeah,
when adopting, exactly.
And we look at what to expect on adoption day and how to settle in your newly adopted dog or cat once you get home.
And at the tail end of the program, we have dog dates. As usual, Kate, it's a huge show coming up.
It's a great show.
The Pets Allowed News Wrap, a look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
It is that time of the program where we check out the big news that made our week. And as we mentioned at the start of the program,
it is Catoween.
Particular event, yes, Catoween.
Yes, we spent lots of time getting ready for it, and we certainly enjoyed it last night. So it was a really successful day, and people were in adopting right from when we opened, weren't they? I think two cats adopted within the first hour or 2 hours.
Exactly.
Not sure.
The promotion was a half price cat adoptions promotion and extended hours. So we started from 10 right through to 8:30, and as you said, within the first 40 minutes, we had two cats adopted,
which was just an amazing effort. And we certainly don't get that. I think we get something like 2 to 5 cats or 3 to 5 cats adopted on a daily basis, and to have we had 22 in total.
Yes,
by
let's
the end
announce it.
Yeah, 22, that's it. Which we are just wrapped. I think we had, when we did the Great Catsby on the 30th of May, we adopted out 14 cats that night. So to have 22 for a whole day was just brilliant.
It is brilliant. And it worked out to be, I think, just over 50% of the cats that we had for adoption. So there were lots of empty pens, but we were really happy about that.
Yeah.
And like we said, we all know that they're in warm and loving homes right now.
Yeah. So, and there's, 22 free cat condos in our adoption area ready to take on some new cats needing homes. So we're very happy about that.
Exactly. And just looking at the demographics too, I spoke with the cat shelter manager, Karina Bailey, earlier today, and she was saying a lot of young people came along,
which was
really interesting, young couples. Yeah. And a lot of them expressed that they wanted to specifically adopt an adult cat. Mm. And that makes us so happy because obviously a lot of the cats that we have on hand are adult cats, and there are so many advantages challenges, as we'll speak soon, in adopting adult pets.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. And it was a great opportunity for the staff to all to get together and do something, you know, really positive. You know, people that might not work hands-on with the animals were certainly there on the night volunteering and helping because it was, you know, such a positive event.
So. Definitely. And Karina did say that she can't wait to pounce on the next opportunity to promote our cats. So, yeah, it's all been great. And having said that, actually, also, it's a great way to get the word out there that we actually do have cats up for adoption.
That's right. And we had people who'd been to Great Catsby who couldn't adopt that night, you know, come back and adopt on Catoween. And people even, you know, later down the track, don't come on a special adoption night, but do adopt later on when they're ready, just because they've heard of our special adoption events.
That's right. So
it's raising awareness for cats. And I think, you know, cats are becoming a little bit cooler too. I think people are really seeing the value of cats as great pets. You know?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I think people are coming to appreciate that, you know, they are really individual and, they do come to you in their own time, but there's, you know, there's lots of cred in that. There's something, you know, really special about that. And, you know, people realize that, you know, you can actually, there's really clever cats that you can train as well and do some really cool things with.
They can fetch. You can train them to come in at a certain time, you know, when, you know, meal times especially, I would say. But
as soon as they hear that can opening, definitely.
There's a lot to be said for, you know, curling up on the couch or, you know, with a cat beside you. They really do. They really are fantastic company.
So we're definitely pleased with the outcome of Catoween, and thank you to anyone who's listening who has adopted and, you know, has really turned around the life of a cat. From our shelter.
And those thinking about it, please come visit us because we definitely have the cat for you.
That's right. And today, this weekend might be the time to do it.
That's
so
right.
We'll chat a bit more about that. But now it's time for
this week's Pet of the Week.
This week, we thought we would preview a dog this time because we have talked a lot about cats and we have one very special candidate. Kate, take it away.
Yeah, we do. We have lovely Sam. Sam is a German Coolie cross, but he actually looks a bit like a Kelpie as well. He's a light tan in colour and he's, you know, he's about the size of a larger Kelpie. He's a very handsome man, and I've chosen Sam as our Pet of the Week because he's actually been at the shelter for quite a few weeks. He's been overlooked by many people coming in to adopt, as in general. Dogs have actually been going quite quickly in our adoption pens, but Sam seems to have been staying there. He's actually a very active dog, and that maybe people sort of, you know, not wanting to take that on. But if you know, like getting out on a daily basis, walking or running, Sam would be a perfect companion for you. He's being a Kelpie. These dogs like to work. They especially like to use their brain. So if you take on a dog like Sam, training would be absolutely a must, I would say, for him to keep him entertained. And you probably have to have lots of good toys and things if you're going to be working during the day to keep him entertained as well. He certainly enjoys the company of people as well as other dogs. He's 4 years old and 5 months, so he's, you know, he's becoming more settled, and he's going to, you know, even become perhaps a little bit more settled as he gets older. He's really eager to please, a lovely, warm, friendly dog, and I think he's just fabulous. So if you're interested in adopting Sam, and, you know, this weekend, as we said, could be a really good weekend to settle Sam into your home. His ID number is 951364. He is at our North Melbourne shelter, and you can find out more information by calling the shelter on 93292755, or you can check out Sam on our website at dogshome.com.
Fantastic. You're on Pets Loud on Joy 94.9, and all throughout the program we're talking about adoption, so stay tuned.
Joy 94.9. See joy.org.au/petsallowed to follow us and chat all week long.
Yes, and we want you to join in on the discussion today as we talk adoptions. Why don't you text us 0427 JOY 949 and tell us about your adoption experience. Mm. How has it enriched your life?
What have you adopted?
Maybe
a little bit about them.
That's right. And usually there's lots of stories that come with the adoption. So let us know. That number again, 0427 JOY 949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. Now, on a daily basis at the home, we see how adopting pets enrich the lives of individuals and their families, while it gives unwanted animals a second chance at life.
And it seems more and more people are opening up to the idea, and also their homes and their hearts to adoption. I think it's certainly becoming more the done thing.
Kate, you've been working for the home for quite some time now.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a change in attitudes towards adopting?
Yeah, I certainly think, as I said, adoption is more the done thing now. People are more you know, socially responsible, animal welfare responsible. They want to do something of value and make a difference. So adopting is a really good way to do that. I think also people's attitudes are changing about what's available for adoption. So, you know, these animals aren't always viewed as damaged goods, but, you know, but really deserving, lovely dogs and cats that will make wonderful pets, but just in need of someone to love them and welcome them into their home. It's also good value, you know, as well as, you know, doing the right thing and doing something of value. These guys cost, you know, a lot less than going to a breeder or a puppy farm. And then having said that, I think there is this awareness now about puppy farms and backyard breeders, and people really want to do the right thing and make a responsible choice. So they are, you know, coming into shelters and adopting.
Definitely. You know, Oscar's Law has done a terrific job at bringing it from, you know, bringing an issue perhaps that was on the fringe into the mainstream and getting more and more people aware of what's happening. And people, I think, are turning away from pet shops and, exactly. and coming to shelters.
It's just, you know, it's viewed as a really irresponsible thing to do. And, you know, when you, we're going to talk about this too, but when you talk to people who are adopting, so they really make it clear that that's what they wanted to do. You know, I certainly didn't want to go to a breeder or a pet shop. And look, breeders, having said that, you know, sometimes there's some really responsible breeders and people also enjoy, you know, some certain breeds. But, you know, if that's not important to you, then gosh, you have absolutely anything you could ever get at a shelter.
You'll find your perfect match.
You will.
For sure.
Yep.
Now, Kate, you, listeners, if you are on our Facebook, you'll have noticed generally weekly on a Sundays, we have a photo that goes up by the name Happy Tales.
Yeah.
And basically, Kate, you produce that. So you're there across the weekend or during weekdays,
during
basically, saying hi to people that during their adoption moments.
Yeah, it's one of the probably the best things and one of the things I enjoy most doing is just popping into the adoption room and just seeing who's there and who's adopting and just getting their story. You know, what's your story? What brought you here to adopt? And generally speaking, it's something that they've been thinking about for a long time. They quite often have lost a pet in the past, like a few weeks or a few months beforehand. They've been considering getting another dog or cat and wanted to adopt. And it is, you know, they are visibly excited and visibly just so happy. It's a really special moment. And, you know, it's all that expectation of welcoming this animal that they've, you know, really spent a lot of time choosing and getting to know and sort of moving forward. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to share with them. And I love just seeing the variety of people that come in. Mm. There is no typical adopter. You know, anyone can come in to adopt and, you know, they're all got different life stories and choose different pets.
It's true.
And,
it goes to show that we can all take something different away from having a pet. So, you know, be it if we're a senior and we're on our own and we need company, or if we're a young family and we want our children to learn about responsibility.
That's right. And to do the right thing, to adopt. And there's all sorts of stories, you know, people who've divorced and they've had to leave the family dog with their partner, but still want that company themselves. So,
Okay. And also on a personal level, you've adopted too. So just quickly, like what have the rewards been on a personal level for you?
I just love every day. And I could say it happens every day. You come home and I just get this little buzz that when these three little faces, I've got three little dogs, are looking at me expectantly going, oh my God, you're home. And, you know, just so devoted and that I've made a difference to their lives and that I've, you know, one of them in particular has come from fairly awful circumstances, were quite mistreated. And she just, you know, is just so happy. And to have made that difference, you know, but the companionship alone, I mean, aside as well, I've got these three fabulous dogs and also a cat as well that I just love their company. But to have made a difference and turned their lives around is really just such a wonderful thing to do. I couldn't recommend it highly enough.
Well, listeners, you better get on board with this. We're really putting it out there to you. Think about it this weekend. I mean, obviously, we never want it to be an impulse buy or we don't want to rush people into it. But perhaps take the next 4 days to think about what it would be like for you to also have that adopt a pet in your home and family.
Yeah. I think, as much as doing something for the animals, you're doing something for yourself as well.
Now, all throughout the program today, we are waving the adoption flag loud and proud, Kate.
Yep.
We obviously are advocates of adopting, working at the Lost Dogs Home, but we want you to get on board. But it's one thing for us to talk about it, but it's also another when people share their stories.
Yeah.
So I really thought it would be a good idea to revisit an interview that we did with Amber, who adopted a gorgeous Maltese Terrier mix, Curly, who made great friends with her existing dog, Baxter. This also came at a really interesting time in her life, so we thought we'd take this opportunity to revisit the interview. This is Amber speaking with us on Joy 94.9.
I had been looking for a new companion for our home, and I've been looking online for a few months on the Lost Dogs Home website and came across Curly, who was obviously based in Chuka, quite a few hours drive out of Melbourne. Rang the pound just to sort of have a chat about his temperament and what he was like and how old he was and his background and things like that. He sounded great, so I said to my mum, I said, let's get in the car and go and have a look at him. He sounds amazing. Drove up there. The facilities there were actually really, really good. The people were amazingly friendly. I had a look at him running around, and he was just such a little snuggle pot, and the rest is history.
And so when before you got in the car to go, you gave your mother a call and dropped past her house and showed a photo. How did she react?
Mum actually burst into tears. We're obviously very big animal lovers. Mum had lost her dog, who was 19 years of age, the previous November. So when I showed her the picture of Curly and I said, we're going to go and pick up your second grandson, she burst into tears and she said, let's go, I'm so excited, let's go and meet little Curly.
And so you describe Curly and your existing dog at the time, Baxter, as your fairy children.
Yeah.
Why is that?
In January of last year, I learned that I couldn't have any children of my own. So Baxter very much became my child, more than just a fur kid, more than just, you know, a companion. He is quite literally my child. The only difference is he can look after himself during the day when I'm at work.
And he's a bit fairier than usual children.
Yeah, and he's a bit more cuddly and he doesn't give me a lip and it's unconditional love.
And so considering Baxter was the first child, what was it like when you brought Curly home?
I was really nervous about the integration of, you know, the two of them, particularly being both males. I was worried about, you know, enough male syndrome. Curly sort of, he walked in the door quite literally like, you know, honey, I'm home, I'm good to go, this is where I live, and yep, I'll help myself to some food and some water, and jumped on the couch and ran outside, and I can't actually remember an integration period. It was quite natural, so I was very lucky.
That's incredible, and it really does sound like both of them are two peas in a pod. They just don't leave each other's side.
No, they don't. It's a lot of monkey see, monkey do. Curly, I think, aspires to be quite like Baxter, just in terms of, you know, his behaviours. And if he sees Baxter doing something, he generally wants to mimic it or mirror it and be chasing him or following him around. And it's wonderful. It's, you know, they've got a really great relationship, but at the same time, they're both staunchly independent, so they can have their playtime, but then they can have their quiet time and be lying in opposite ends of the couch. So it's quite nice.
You're on Joy 94.9 and this is Pets Allowed. We are hearing from Amber, who adopted little Curly, and she's telling us a little bit more about her adoption experience and integrating Curly into her family.
Curly has been a part of your family, like you said, for almost 1 year now.
Yep.
I'm sure there's many memories that you've made with him. Are there any particular ones that stand out?
Sure. So I actually have, they're quite spoiled in the fact that they have a swimming pool, which is one of the half shells that kids would normally use for a sandpit, and the other half is a swimming pool. So, you know, they'll go for a walk and come home and have a dip. And the first time Curly jumped in the pool of water, he was actually digging at the side of the pool, and I said to Mum, what is he doing? She said, oh, he's cooling his belly down, you know. She said, he's really getting right into it. And I said, oh, Ian Thorbeach, a hard out. This is amazing.
They're so entertaining, aren't they? You can sometimes sit back and just enjoy them.
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's the simplicity of it all. We could learn so much from them just in terms of what makes them happy. You know, a pig's ear can keep them entertained for an hour, or, you know, burying a bone in the garden, or going for a nice walk to see the ducks, or going for a drive in the car. There are just so many things that they love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me happy to do it.
And so how would you describe your home now?
The house is an orphan kind of crazy. So Baxter is 11, so he's starting to slow down and wanting to chill out a little bit more on the couch and just let things happen around him. Obviously, with the introduction of Curly, it's brought him back to life. He's got a new zest for life. He just wants to run and play. And what's Curly doing? And where are we going? And what are we doing? And everyone's happy. It just feels really busy when I walk in the door and I'm like, hi, boys, Mummy's home. And they're just, you know, racing around and having a ball.
If we go back to your decision to adopt, what motivated you to have a look at the Lost Dogs Home website and consider adoption?
Being a big animal lover, it was very important for me not to get a puppy, knowing that there are so many unloved and unwanted animals in shelters right around Australia. The Lost Dogs Home was always going to be a first choice for me, and finding a dog of the right age and it's just such a wonderful opportunity to sort of rehouse a dog and be able to do that and be part of it. I think we didn't rescue Curly. I think Curly's rescued us in so many ways that we can't even begin to thank him for.
That there was Amber really opening up to us about her adoption experience. Brilliant, chatting with her. And we've kept in touch, and Amber sent through some photos of
an update of Curly and Baxter.
Yeah, and she loves dressing them up. So she had an Easter version of them with the Easter bunny ears. And, really, really sweet.
I wonder if they went out trick-or-treating last night then.
Possibly. Speaking of, if you're on our Facebook, you'll see that it's gotten quite a few likes, Kate.
I know. We've had 236 people like our post that we adopted 22 cats out yesterday. So that's wonderful that, you know, all those people were watching and
supporting us.
Supporting us and very happy for us. And, of course, most of all, happy for all those cats.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you for liking it.
All right. Well, now it's time to take a track. And you're on Joy 94.9. It is Pets Allowed, and you're on Joy 94.9. And all throughout the program today, we are talking about adoption.
Mm-hmm, we are. And with this long weekend upon us, as we've said, we think it's the perfect time to look at adopting a dog or cat into your life and come into the Lost Dogs Home to meet some of our dogs and cats available for adoption.
So, Kate, making the decision, though, is quite a big one because it's quite long term. So up on the list, it's probably good to sort of start off with what type of a pet you're after.
Yeah, and when you're thinking about that, consider your lifestyle. You know, how often are you at work? How often do you travel? Are you very social? And that would help you, I guess, choose whether you get a dog or a cat, or if you're, you know, working 10 hours a day and also have a night shift, then maybe a goldfish might be best for you. But, you know, those and your lifestyle in terms of your house and things as well.
Definitely. It's really about being open to it because, you know, you might definitely, you know, want a dog, but you might not be living in the perfect environment for it. So
that's right. And that's not fair for that dog or maybe even a cat. So it's about, you know, even putting some of your needs aside and thinking what's in the best interest of that animal as well.
Definitely. And then after that, you need to think about, you know, large, small, but also age as well. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about, you know, adopting puppies and kittens versus adults. And there's so many responsibilities that go with both.
That's right. Yeah. I guess you'd have to have a lot more time and be willing to put in, you know, extra work if you're going to take on a puppy in particular, perhaps a kitten too, but definitely a puppy. An adult dog or cat will probably settle in a little bit more easily. I mean, depending on the personality, but generally speaking, they will. So they're a bit wiser of the world and probably toilet trained, hopefully. So that might be an easier sort of transition into your home.
And also in terms of going back to work, going back to time as well, you need to think about years ahead.
That's right.
Because we've had adoption candidates, you know, that have you know, given so much love for, like, you know, 18, 20 years.
We had a donor visit us last night and she and she adopted her dog, a Border Collie Cross, at 1 year old. It is now 18 and a half years old. So
that's incredible. It's a larger dog too. So generally speaking, you know, you would expect it to be a lot earlier.
You're thinking about 14, 15. So that's, so when you're thinking of taking on a dog or a cat, a cat would be probably around more on average around the 18, 17 year mark. What are you doing for those next 15 to 18 years?
Right.
And, you know, are you going to travel? Are you going to have children? So those things need to be considered because that's how long they will live.
Definitely. Also children. Mm. If you're planning to have children, Kate, well, you know, you need to think about it.
You do. So choosing something that's probably going to be as appropriate as possible with children, young children, that's not going to, you know, knock them over or, you know, be a safe pet for them. When you take on a dog or introduce a dog or cat into your life, maybe more the dog, what sort of rules and boundaries are you going to put in place and in terms of thinking ahead when you have children? So it's very hard to untrain behaviours rather than sort of set the standard right from the beginning. So if you're going to have a baby and your dog normally jumps up on the couch every time you sit down and you want to feed that baby, you may not want that dog sitting beside you. So sort of, you know, if you had rules right from the outset that the dog's not allowed on the couch, that would make it a bit easier. So thinking
it would, and it's better for your dog as well, or your cat.
Yeah.
That they have those consistent rules.
That's
It's not nice if things all of a sudden change when a baby, you know, comes.
So,
that's important to consider. Accommodation is huge, isn't it?
Absolutely. So if you're living in an apartment, then a dog, especially a big dog, may not be the best choice. I mean, some dogs can be okay, a smaller dog, and you can get, you know, know, indoor toilets and things that might sit on a balcony. But generally speaking, perhaps a cat might be more suitable for you.
Or you really need to consider walking twice a day.
Yes, that's the other thing.
Or making sure that you're out there, you know, at least for, you know, 20 minutes,
walking,
half an hour walking.
Or you may invest in, you know, a professional walker that comes in while you're at work that walks your dog.
I've seen so many recently in town or like inner city suburbs. So
it's a growing industry. Yeah,
it is good. Definitely.
And doggy daycare as well. You know, sometimes people drop them off to doggy daycare if they can't sort of, if they don't want them to be at home alone all day. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
Financial costs is another one. Yeah. Your financial situation may change. You know, do you have enough money to sort of look out for them?
And support.
Their daily expenses right through to emergencies as well.
Yeah. And especially if you're, I think a lot of people forget to consider grooming costs if you're
that's very true, actually. Yeah.
We get a lot of really unkept Maltese poodle type dogs that you need consistent grooming, and that's $70 sort of $80 each time. So, yeah, people need to consider what they can afford.
A great way to sort of gauge whether you're ready for adopting is a test that we have that's available online. It's called the Pet License Test.
Yes. Yeah.
This is fantastic. It'll only take about 15 to 20 minutes of your time. There's about 25 questions that range from some sort of like legislation, so knowing the laws in your area, right through to
basic responsible pet ownership. So, you know, how often do you change the litter? When do I worm my dog or cat? And you can choose a dog or a cat version, or you can choose a multiple sort of dog and cat version. And if you want to read up beforehand, there is a handbook that you can read as well just before you take the test. But it's not set up to sort of make you fail. We really want to, you know, we really want to educate people so that you get prompts to get for the right question.
That's
or for
right.
the right answer, rather.
That's right. And we require all people that are going to adopt to sit this test.
Well, yes, it's encouraged that we do that, and especially when we're offering half-price adoption like we did last night. That's part of, to get that half-price, you do have to take the pet license test.
So check it out. It's www.petlicense.com.au. Take the time. Have a look. And, if you do it now, you'll have your license number ready.
To bring in. And you do get a discount all year round. There is a percentage off if you come in with a pet license.
That's a good incentive.
Yeah.
All right. And just finally, if you find that you're not ready to adopt Kate, what are a couple of things you can do?
First of all, I think it's good. It's okay to acknowledge that you're perhaps not ready. That's being a responsible pet owner in some ways as well. I think, you know, that you know, down the track it's going to be better. But you can do things like foster or volunteer at the Lost Dogs Home. So you may, you know, take on a dog or cat for a few weeks, young kitten that needs to grow up or put on weight, a dog that's recuperating after surgery, and that you're getting your pet fix, but you're not taking on that responsibility for years and you're doing something good. And then the other thing that you can do is, you know, go and visit a friend who's got a dog. Offer to walk them. I know, you know, as much as I love my dogs, sometimes I think, oh my God, wouldn't it be great if someone could just walk that dog for me?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a good way to
get
some interaction.
Idea.
And there are pet sitting companies and things like that too. No, that might be worth investigating. But just definitely foster caring is it's a double thing. Like, you're doing something good, but you're also, you know, getting that time with animals without the long-term commitment.
If you'd like to find out more information about our foster care program or our volunteer program, check out dogshome.com. Mm. Gosh, we're nearly towards the end of the program, Kate.
Can't believe how fast it's gone today.
And all throughout the program, we have been talking adoptions. So you've done the pet license test. You've really thought about some of the tips that we gave earlier, and you've decided, yes, adopting is right for you, and you're ready. So let's look at the adoption day, Kate. What are some of the things that people need to do before coming along to the shelter?
Well, I guess, as you said, do their pet license test, but it helps sometimes to have a look at the home's website, because all of our animals up for adoption at all of our shelters are up there for you to look at. And there's also a little bit of a blurb about each animal, so you get an idea about their personalities, if there are particular needs that they have, or if they're going to be suitable for kids or not suitable for kids, or if you need to be an athlete to take them on, or, you know, or they're just going to be, you know, slip right into your home and lifestyle.
It's quite in-depth, isn't it? And a lot of them are compiled by our staff.
Well, the shelter staff that have spent time with them, as well as, you know, input from the vets who have assessed them as well. So, and we don't want to hold back, you know, information. We really need to want people to be aware about what they're taking on. So, the website's probably the first port of call. And when I do my adoption happy tales with people, that's where most people have first touch base with the Lost Dogs Home.
It's brilliant also to see what's happening at our other shelters, because we've got our profiles from, you know, our Windjigarabi shelter, our Warra shelter, we've got
Brisbane and Echuca. And, you know, if you're living in Melbourne, Echuca's really only 3 hours up the road. So you can, you know, maybe make a weekend of it. And
it.
A lot of people do that. They do travel up to Echuca having seen a dog or a cat up there.
That's right. We heard from Amber earlier who made the trip up there. So, it's certainly worth it.
That's right.
Okay, and then and the next thing, what would you do? Would you call in?
Yeah, I would normally call into the shelter if you see something that you like, because people can put the dogs on hold, or you can ring up after seeing something, so want to come in and meet Sam, for example, who we spoke about earlier, and you can put Sam on hold, so you know for sure that Sam's going to be there when you go in. You can hold a dog for 24 hours or a cat. It's also probably handy if you've seen something that's up for adoption and already on hold, so you don't get your hopes up. And having said that, you know, sometimes you do need to be prepared for a little bit of disappointment, because some of these, especially something cute and small, does go quite quickly, and people do put them on hold or adopt them very quickly. So, you know, keep an open mind when you get in there too. Even if you put something on hold, have a look what else is available, because there are people that have really chosen something, but when they go in there, they meet another dog or a cat.
Oh, it happens all
the
time.
It does happen. Yeah, absolutely.
Taking your family along with you, so or your partner, whoever you live with, really.
That's right. It's not just your
decision.
The
contents of your home.
Exactly. Yeah, if anyone who's going to be living with that dog on a day-to-day basis, it's, you know, whoever's a member of that dog's new family.
Including other four-legged
Absolutely, your dog as well. And you can talk about that with reception at the Lost Dogs Home before you come in, and what the procedure is for that. But we definitely encourage, if you have a dog already, to bring that dog in. Mm. Obviously, you can't bring your cat in, but maybe some of our staff can give you an indication of what dogs might be more suitable.
That's right. And with cats, again, they've got on their profiles whether they're suitable to a home with other cats or dogs or children. So
yeah, we can't always be 100% sure, but sometimes we do have a very good idea, especially, you know, those animals that have come from homes that where people have given them up and been able to provide us with information. So,
So what's the next step?
Then you sort of go and have a chat to our adoption staff, and they generally know those animals really well, you know, the dogs and cats, because they've been looking after them for, you know, days or weeks, or sometimes even longer than that, you know. So they've got to know their personalities, they know their needs. If they've been through behaviour modification or rehabilitation, they'll be
able to... need further training or obedience.
Yep, so they'll be able to talk to you about what sort of training they've been through and what you need to continue on with. If they've had some surgery, so, you know, we do have some amputees or dogs that have had plated limbs and been in foster care and had all different sorts of surgeries. So, yeah, we talk to you about that. So, and then you can choose... you can meet and greet, get them out, have a pat and a cuddle or a walk around if it's a dog. Mm-hmm. And then once you choose, you go to our adoption centre to have a final vet check with one of our nurses. You can fill in a survey there, chat through any other extra questions that you have, and they'll go over extra special needs that animal might have, what microchipping is, changing, all, you know, registration, all those sort of basics, I think, that you need to know in the first few weeks when you take your dog home, what your responsibilities are and how they may settle in.
And once you finally pull sign the contract and so forth, and all the paperwork is done, the home also puts your details on the microchip.
It's called, yes.
And then it's really important for you to keep it updated if you move or if your details change down
so
the track.
That is important, so put that adoption certificate and your microchip certificate somewhere safe that you can refer to that all the time. And Fantastic. Then you pay, and it's a really good price. I have to say, it's a bargain at $300 for a dog, $95 for a cat, and $170 for a kitten. So, D6 vaccinated, worm, microchipped, and all the rest.
Definitely value for money.
Why
there.
Why would you go anywhere else?
That's right. Well, we hope we've given you plenty of information on the program today about adoption. Do contact us throughout the week, though, if you have any questions. dogshome@joy.org.au. lostdogshome@joy.org.au, or you can contact us. What's our telephone number, Kate?
9329 2755.
Brilliant. You're on Joy 94.9 and this is Pets Allowed.
This is Dog Dates, your pet's community calendar.
Oh, yes. We like people to get out there and be active with their pets, particularly their dogs.
Yes.
And that's why we have this dog date segment at the tail end of the program.
Okay,
what's coming up actually tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow we will be at Sunbury Rotary Club Family Craft Market. Ooh. And which sounds like a really good day.
Sounds like there'll be lots of cupcakes and those sorts of crafts. And I don't know where I got cupcakes, but definitely crafts.
That's cooking, baking.
Oh, yes.
You
know, crafts in the kitchen.
I find these places a really great place to get something, you know, for lunches or for snacks during the week. So it's from 9 to 2 o'clock. It's at the Neighbourhood House and Community Centre in Sunbury at 531 Elizabeth Drive. The cost is $25. Oh, sorry, that's not to go to the craft market. That's for the microchipping that we're running there. So the National Pet Register will be at the Sunbury Rotary Club Family Craft Market Day, providing discounted microchipping for $25. Now, you need to book and you need to go to petregister.com.au and go to our events page to book. Bookings will close today at 3 p.m.
Yep, so you've got 2 hours.
Yes, 2 hours to book, get your dog or your cat in. And $25 is absolutely a bargain.
That's right. And if people miss out on that and if they want to travel out to Sandringham...
Yes, they can go to the Bayside Expo, can't they, Oz?
Mm, they can. Sunday, 10th of November, Kate.
That's right. That's in Sandringham at 76 Royal Avenue. It is from 10 to 2 o'clock. Again, $25 for microchipping. Bookings close for that one next Friday, the 8th of November at 3 p.m. And all of these events can be viewed on our Facebook page for bookings.
Yes, and petregister.com.au. That's right. Do check it out. Well, that has brought us to the end of another edition of Pets Allowed.
Yeah, and please, like, you can, even though we haven't had too many messages today, but if you wanted to send us your adoption story, we'd love to hear from you. We always love to hear really happy tales of people who've adopted.
Definitely. And Kate, can we remind people of our Pet of the Week? We had a very, very handsome...
Sam.
Dog by the name Sam, yeah. Yes.
And Sam's on our Facebook page now, Lost Dogs Home Facebook page. Sam is a coolie, German coolie cross, but he also looks a bit like a Kelpie cross. He's a tan dog. He's 4 years old. He's male. He's in the prime of his life. He's an active boy and intelligent, and he will be the best companion, I think. He's available for adoption now at our North Melbourne shelter.
Brilliant. And how can people get in touch with us?
They can call the shelter on 9329 2755 or visit us at 2 Gracie Street, or they can check out Sam's profile at dogshome.com and they'll tell you more about Sam.
Fantastic. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking all things adoption.
One of my favourite subjects, Oz. Is it one of yours?
It certainly is. And we will be back next week from 12. It'll be possibly myself and Kate.
Again,
I'm not sure. We'll work it out along the way. We hope you have a wonderful long weekend.
Yes.
And please come visit us in person, 2 Gracie Street, yes. North Melbourne.
Or if you feel like a long weekend drive, go and see our Echuca shelter and see if there's any animals up there that might suit you. So
love a country drive.
Yeah, it's a good spot. I'm going to check out the Murray River. It's a nice town, Echuca.
Loads to do. All right, well, have a great weekend and thanks for listening, and we'll check in with you next week.
And pat your cats
and walk your dogs. This is Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Bye.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.